Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we are covering one of the most important regulations in all of cost segregation. It is Treasury Regulation 1.48-1, subparagraph E2. This is the structural components regulation. If the prior regulation told you what a building is, this one tells you what parts of a building are locked to the slow depreciation schedule. Here is the list: walls, partitions, floors, and ceilings, permanent floor coverings and wall coverings, windows and doors, heating and cooling systems, plumbing and plumbing fixtures, electrical wiring and lighting fixtures, elevators. These are structural components. They write off slowly. For commercial property, that means 39 years. Why does this matter so much? Because when a property owner does a cost segregation study, they are arguing that certain parts of their building are not structural components. They belong in a faster class, 5, 7, or 15 years. The IRS's first response is often to point at this list and say, no, that item is on the list. It is a structural component. It stays at 39 years. That is where the fight happens. And it is why this regulation is cited in more cost segregation disputes than almost any other authority. But here is where it gets interesting. This same regulation includes a narrow exception. It is called the sole justification test. Here is how it works. If a piece of machinery exists solely to meet the temperature or humidity requirements of other machinery, and not to benefit people or provide general building comfort, it may qualify as personal property, not a structural component. That means faster depreciation. Let me give you a concrete example. An office building has an HVAC system. That HVAC keeps the people in the building comfortable. It is a structural component. 39 years. But now imagine a pharmaceutical plant. Inside that plant is a climate-controlled vault. The vault does not exist for people. It exists because a specific piece of scientific equipment requires a precise temperature and humidity level to operate. If the equipment were gone, the vault would serve no purpose. That vault might pass the sole justification test. Faster depreciation. The test is narrow. The courts have been strict about it. To pass, the item must exist solely because of the equipment it serves. If the item has any general building benefit at all, it fails the test. Property owners have pushed hard on this line in cases involving cold storage, brewery refrigeration, and industrial process systems. Some won, some lost. The specific facts of each case decided the outcome. For a standard commercial building, the sole justification test rarely applies. But for manufacturing facilities, food production plants, pharmaceutical buildings, and similar specialized properties, it can be significant. What your cost segregation engineer does is walk through every system and ask hard questions. Is this wiring general purpose, or is it dedicated to a specific machine? Is this plumbing for people, or does it exist solely to serve a piece of process equipment? The answers determine classification. This regulation is the line your engineer works along on every study. It is the standard that courts apply when there is a dispute, and it is why thorough documentation of the use and purpose of each component matters so much. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. The full authority library is in your report.